Welcome to episode 20 of the SWNZ podcast, the podcast for New Zealand Star Wars fans. My name is Matt.
And my name is Christy.
First up, we're going to talk about the list of new action figures announced as part of the Hasbro Fan Fest announcements that came out about a week ago, so around about the 9th of April. These have all been confirmed and listed on a number of different sites, and a number of them are actually up for pre-order locally. But it's interesting to run through the whole list. There's something here for everyone, pretty much, I think. In the Black Series 6-inch figures, we have characters from The Bad Batch, The Mandalorian, Return of the Jedi, and The Clone Wars. We've got Tech, another member from The Bad Batch. We've got Q90 from The Mandalorian. That's the droid that was voiced by Richard Ayoade. He's a very cool design, and personally, I'm super keen to get more of The Mandalorian figures. It was The Mandalorian that basically got us into collecting 6-inch figures. We weren't big on them previously, just in terms of the volume that we were able to collect, but we've gone down that rabbit hole now. We've collected a lot of Mandalorian figures, so we're keen on the Q90 action figure, and also from The Mandalorian is Koska Reeves. And we've got General Lando Calrissian from Return of the Jedi, and rounding out that list of Black Series 6-inch figures is Aura Sing, technically from The Clone Wars as labelled on the box, but pretty much her Phantom Menace appearance. From the Vintage Collection in the 3.75-inch scale, Admiral Ackbar from Return of the Jedi, Han Solo in his Endor camo gear from Return of the Jedi, Emperor's Royal Guard from Return of the Jedi. He looks like he's got full armor on underneath his red cloak, as we've seen previously in the 6-inch scale.
The interesting thing with this Royal Guard action figure is it has a male human face sculpt underneath the helmet, which is an interesting addition.
It's a lot of detail, yeah. Also in the lineup, Hoth Luke Skywalker from The Empire Strikes Back, and a 3.75-inch scale X-Wing Blue Leader with Anton Merrick as the pilot. This is from Rogue One. It's listed as a Target exclusive from the US, and I don't know if we've got a local retailer that's going to carry this. It's not listed currently, but maybe.
It's a really cool-looking sculpt and a sort of a fun addition to the Rogue One line of figures. There wasn't a huge range, so this would be a really neat addition to anybody that collects the 4-inch scale figures. But it is a little frustrating that, again, we don't seem to be getting the large scale vehicles in New Zealand. So fans might have to source this one from international retailers.
Yeah, it's a nicely sculpted figure and a nicely sculpted vehicle. It's an X-Wing sculpt we've seen before, but it's recolored for Rogue One Blue Squadron. It would be nice to get. But when we have seen these locally, they've been a little bit overpriced as well. Shame. Also in the action figure list, under the Vintage Collection Gaming Greats label, these are 3.75-inch figures. We've got a number of figures that have previously been released as 6-inch Gaming Greats figures. We've got the Scout Trooper from Jedi Fallen Order, the Shadow Stormtrooper from The Force Unleashed, the Heavy Battle Droid from Battlefront 2, and the Electro Staff Purge Trooper from Jedi Fallen Order.
I think this is a really interesting announcement that they're taking the Gaming Greats line that originated as a Black Series 6-inch line and have brought this to the Vintage Collection for the 3.75-inch figures. I'm particularly fond of the expanded universe and video game array of characters and figures, and historically there hasn't been that much out there for collectors who also appreciate the Star Wars video games. So I'm really excited to see that these figures are coming to the 4-inch line. I'm hoping that we see more of the original 6-inch Gaming Greats figures be rolled out in this 4-inch scale, like Revan and Darth Nihilus, because I think we just need more of these older, beloved characters.
Yeah, so on that note, there's 4 figures announced in this 3.75-inch scale. We know that they all match exactly up with some that have been released in the 6-inch scale. We know that others have been released in the 6-inch scale, including Darth Nihilus, the Imperial Rocket Trooper that just came out fairly recently, Jango Fett, the Stormtrooper Commander, he's the one with the blue stripes, Jedi Knight Revan, and the Cal Kestis Deluxe Box. With a bit of luck, we will see all of those in the smaller scale as well. So it's really neat to see this first list of 4 characters in the 3.75-inch scale coming out, with a number of others presumed down the line if it goes according to plan. But of course, the characters from video games is an unlimited list practically. There's a number that we would personally like to see sculpted and released.
Many years ago, they released a few 4-inch figures from the online role-playing game Star Wars The Old Republic, including characters like the very popular Darth Malgus, Shay Visler. I would love to see some of the other major characters from this video game get rolled out in a action figure form. The fact that Hasbro seems to be doubling down on these gaming greats does give me hope that we will see more classic ones, even from things that have sort of been eliminated from sort of canon because of the way that they lined up, like seeing the Force Unleashed in here. Obviously, Battlefront 2, most of the figures are just troopers. They don't clash with sort of storylines, as it were, but seeing characters from the Force Unleashed, it would be fun to see things like Starkiller and other sort of mainline characters be sort of brought back for the fans that are still fans of these video games and storylines.
Yeah, and I know we've had a number of Republic Commando figures released in the past, but that game's just been re-released on a couple of platforms literally just in the last few weeks. So that's a good reason to see more Republic Commando figures.
They should totally reissue those because they are very hard to find because it was an exclusive overseas and they were super popular. It's a popular game, popular characters. It's a no-brainer for them to roll them out under a Gaming Greats banner.
So rounding out the list of products announced in the Hasbro FanFest event is the Black Series Wedge Antilles X-Wing Pilot Helmet, a 1-to-1 scale replica. That looks extremely nice. So this is obviously just a repaint of the Luke Skywalker X-Wing helmet, but we've talked about our keenness and appreciation for the Black Series helmets a couple of podcasts ago. We love them. We think they're a fantastic product for the price point, and I don't mind repaints at all. They look really good stacked next to each other on a shelf. We're still trying to track down the Luke Skywalker X-Wing pilot helmet. I believe that's going to get a re-release. We've seen that announced over in Australia, so I think we're probably going to see that locally or better get it through one of the retailers that ships across the pond. But this Wedge Antilles X-Wing pilot helmet will look good next to a Luke Skywalker one.
This helmet also has the lights and sounds effects that play inside the helmet, so you can hear like X-Wing fighting sounds, and it even has LED sort of light flashes to make it seem like you're seeing the blaster fire of starships around you in your sort of visor, which is a feature we saw in the Luke helmet, so it's fun that they're carrying that on onto the Wedge helmet as well.
And I'd actually love to see more X-Wing pilots down the line, particularly, you know, the likes of Biggs, some of the more complicated helmets, big helmets with more complicated paint jobs, that is, and potentially even the blast shield helmet from the Millennium Falcon.
I'd also love to see the X-Wing helmet that Rey wears.
Yeah, of course.
There is obviously an expensive replica available internationally, but that would just be a fun one to see them do because it wouldn't be a complicated repaint for them. A little bit of extra weathering and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's not implausible. I think that's something worth wishing for. I think they're it could really become a reality. So most of those, with the exception of the Rogue One X-Wing, are actually up for pre-order from a number of retailers. You can get them from Pop Guardian. There'll be links on our website and down below if you're listening to this on YouTube or on the SWNZ website. Pop Guardian, if you use the code SWNZ5, you'll get a 5% additional discount on your order of Star Wars items. They're also all up from EB Games for pre-order, most of which require a deposit at the time of pre-ordering. And you can get them from Zavvi, which is an Australian retailer that ships for reasonable rates to New Zealand. They tend to be a little higher priced on Zavvi, but we talk about Zavvi from time to time because it's a big retailer and it doesn't seem to sell out of some of the more sought after action figures and characters than some of the other ones. So it is worth keeping an eye on from time to time.
Particularly if it's an item that you really, really, really want and it's not available locally anymore, it's a good sort of backup option rather than paying for the much more pricier shipping rates from, say, the UK or the US.
Yeah, so a good backup option. That's a good way to describe it. We talk about it on SWNZ. We notice that, yeah, the pricing is occasionally or typically a shade higher, but as I say, they are often a good place to check if things are sold out locally. So this podcast goes live on Friday morning. This happens to be an Armageddon weekend. So over Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th of April, Armageddon will be taking place in Wellington at the Wellington Sky Stadium. A number of you will be heading along. They're still doing virtual guests for most of their guests. And it's worth noting and talking about in this podcast just briefly that there are a couple of Star Wars virtual guests that will be making a televised appearance at this convention. Giancarlo Esposito, Moff Gideon from The Mandalorian, and Ashley Eckstein, the voice of Ahsoka Tano in the animated series The Clone Wars and Rebels. If you happen to go along to those events, find any good Star Wars purchases, see any good Star Wars costumes, or attend the virtual panels with these Star Wars characters, jump on over to our SWZ Facebook group and post some pictures, share them with the rest of the country. Be great to see.
The virtual panels are quite fun. They really try and get the audience involved. It's not just them sort of talking like a Zoom call. You get to go up and ask questions and sort of get a little bit of an interaction. Obviously, it's not in person, but it's a pretty good substitute for our current timelines.
Yeah, worthwhile. If we were able to get down to Wellington at this point in time, we would be certainly checking those panels out. I'd love to hear Giancarlo talk about his experience on The Mandalorian. Maybe because of the lower barrier to having them attend conventions virtually, we'll also see him at Auckland Armageddon later in the year. Fingers crossed. Wanted to talk about Star Wars books for a little while. It's interesting that for the Lucasfilm 50th anniversary, Lucasfilm Publishing has announced that the Essential Legends collection. This is the publication of older Star Wars legends, no longer non-canon but still fan favorite novels. Three have been confirmed so far, from the Thrawn trilogy, Heir to the Empire, from the Darth Bane series, Path of Destruction, and Shatterpoint, which is the Mace Windu novel. We've also seen information leaked on a distributor/reviewer website that implies strongly that we'll also see the second book in the Darth Bane, Rule of Two, the second book in the Thrawn trilogy, Dark Force Rising, the Darth Plagueis novel, and the first of the X-Wing Rogue Squadron novels. This is interesting because it pretty much tells us that we'll see the, as we would expect, Thrawn trilogy in its entirety re-released, the Darth Bane trilogy in its entirety re-released, and potentially even more of the X-Wing novels re-released.
Of course, a lot of these books completely contradict the new movies, particularly the sequel trilogy, clashing with the Thrawn series of books. But these are still classic Star Wars stories that are always highly recommended. So it's neat that they are reissuing these for a new generation or people that have never been able to really track these ones down because they are popular and sought after and have been not been readily available for some time. So it's fun to see them being reissued and Disney/Lucasfilm acknowledging that these stories still hold a lot of sentimental value to a lot of fans.
Yeah, whether or not they release everything in the back catalogue is unclear, probably not, just because of the sheer volume of it. They started with a number of fan favourites. Everybody loves Timothy Zahn's original Thrawn trilogy. Darth Bane and that era of the Sith legacy is popular. And standalones like Shatterpoint are an easy read. You can just pick them up and read about Mace Windu's, you know, backstory and back history in a fun way. You mentioned the nostalgia value of these novels, and I fully agree. I remember back in the 90s when Heir to the Empire first came out in hardcover. Had to wait quite some time for the second and third novels, but that was after an era of not a lot of Star Wars content. So those books in particular have a strong nostalgia value for me personally. And, you know, talking about it now and hearing about them being re-released, I'm strongly tempted to go back and read them, frankly.
I mean, obviously for fans that are not as familiar with them, Thrawn trilogy is, of course, where Thrawn, the character that was reintroduced in Rebels, that's where he originally originated from. But other classic sort of Star Wars legacy characters like Mara Jade, who was obviously a little bit adrift in the fandom, having not been sort of involved in the sequel trilogy, but she's still a greatly beloved character. So it's worth sort of reading these books to be familiar of these characters and where they came from. And for me personally, I was very excited to see Thrawn sort of brought back in. I have great hopes that we might see him in a live action one of the live action series coming out soon. And so for me, I would also really love to see Mara Jade brought back in some way, maybe not completely related to Luke, but they could bring her in like a different era in a different way, to sort of pay homage to that beloved character.
Rounding things out with a couple of what are effectively store reports, I just wanted to talk about NZ Mint, New Zealand Mint, briefly. This is the local company that produces legal tender silver coins, coins that are legal tender in UA. They've got a number of different franchises, including the Star Wars franchise, as many of you will be familiar. They're very fun collectibles. They cost a couple of dollars because of licensing fees and because of the precious metal content. But if you're into such collectibles, there's some really cool lines, some really cool collections that they've been releasing. Most recently, in the last week, there is a Chibi-style Han Solo coin following on from the Princess Leia that came out last month. They've been releasing those monthly. I think they're up to 9 coins in that collection so far. And also an Executioner Trooper from the sequel trilogy. He is the 6th in the Guardians of the Empire line. We've only got a couple of these in our collection, just a couple of examples from each of the lines. This line goes all the way back to 2011, 2012 from memory. And we've talked about them a few times on SWNZ in the past, including an interview. So if you're interested in knowing a little bit about the behind the scenes of the production of these coins, you can go back onto the older SWNZ article where we've got that interview and where we've looked in detail at the first generation of Star Wars coins prior to when Disney took over.
The Chibi coin line in particular has proven to be super popular. We've reported on these ones, but often by the time they hit the website, within minutes, they have sold out. And sometimes some coins make their way to availability from Sideshow Collectibles in the US, but NZ Mint actually offers free shipping internationally. So if you can snag one from NZ Mint, obviously shipping locally, you'll get it faster and without paying sort of international shipping or taxes. But you've got to really be sort of on the ball and sort of snatch them right there at the minute. So they are a super collectible and highly sought after, and I can't wait to see what other characters they do in this line because they are really neat little collectibles.
And on that note, that's about it for this installment, so I guess we are done doing talking. Thank you for listening in. Stay tuned to our website swnz.co.nz for Star Wars news for New Zealanders and another podcast episode next week, and jump on over to either our Facebook group or the SWNZ message boards to discuss all the latest Star Wars news with other Kiwi fans. And don't forget, you can now listen and follow SWNZ podcasts on Spotify and Amazon Music. Thank you for listening.
And may the Force be with you.